This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Happy Halloween. I do a great Wicked Witch laugh, but I'm not going to put you through that. It's really loud. There are differing opinions as to the origin of the celebration of Halloween. For my purpose, I'm going with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, also known as Samhain. These people celebrated the new year on November 1st as the end of summer and harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter. Celts believed that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred, that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. The notion of dressing up in costume and going from door to door for treats dates back to the Middle Ages. Children and sometimes poor adults would dress up as saints, angels, or demons, and go around begging for food or money in exchange for songs and prayers, often said on behalf of the dead. Back then, it was called souling, and the beggars were called soulers. Trick-or-treating emerged in the U.S. in the 1920s and 30s. Americans are also the ones who started using pumpkins as jack-o'-lanterns, or jack-o'-the-lantern. They were originally carved out of turnips. In Europe, all sorts of vegetables were carved to create lanterns for night watchmen who would carry them on their routes. Obviously, pumpkins would be too large and cumbersome for them to carry around, but in the U.S., we set them on our front steps to keep evil spirits away. Check out GardenBite.com for a look at the original carved turnip and more. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.